You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Got to an email here, email at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. This guy said one of my best buddies stopped over tonight and let us in on his sexual endeavor, and we need your opinions. So he went through a separation not too long ago, just getting back on the market. He's a carpenter. One of his business partners owns a club in the town we're from. So one evening while enjoying the soft opening, he had a barista from a coffee shop down the road approach him and ask him if he played for both sides. He assured her that was not the case, but she did put her number in his phone. So they text for about a week, and then out of nowhere, she says, "Hey, I've got a boyfriend. We're in an open relationship, and I'm just looking for sex." She tells him her boyfriend is a member of the micro dong division. And is completely okay with his girl sleeping around.
What?
Jesus.
Oh, I think that
the
this
micro
happens.
Micro dong division?
No, but I think.
So is that officially recognized division?
I think you're just in it.
You feel like that.
A membership card?
I'll be honest. I don't think you know that you're in it, but you're in it. You know you're in it. You didn't know there was a league.
It's like a president of the micro dong society.
Yeah, you didn't know there was a society, and you didn't know that you were, you know you qualify.
It sounds so official when you put the division at the end of anything, like such and such division.
Yeah.
Makes it
almost sounds like a Michael Crichton book.
But I do think you're right, Chuck. I do think there's probably guys who think they can't please their lady. Let them. Let them get happiness elsewhere.
Well, that's just it. They know they can't. There's something they cannot provide. And we've talked about it a million times. If someone isn't providing that for someone else, they go find it elsewhere. Mm-hmm. So these guys are just like, well, listen, I still want to be married to you. I still want to have all those things like kids somehow and all that. But I know you need a good 9-incher to just fill you right up.
Jesus.
Buttercup.
Some of the things that comes out of his mouth.
Buttercup.
I doubt we'll get a call, but I'm just going to put this out there. Are you a member of the micro dong division, and would you be okay with your lady getting filled up somewhere else if she comes back home to you at night? Like, you know you can't bring it in the dong division, so could she get elsewhere dongs? 1-855-954-6969 is the toll-free number. You can be anonymous. 1-855-954-6969 if you want to chime in.
I kind of understand on a certain level why these guys would allow it. Because it takes the pressure off of them big time.
Yeah.
Well, you think about... So even me, like, you know, I'm not killing it. I'm not going to kill anybody with this thing. You know what I mean?
Right.
But if it was a micro, like you knew, like you, that it was just, there's nothing. If you were like sitting there and you're like, oh my God, I have to try and please this person all the time. And I can't, I don't have the tools. I can't. If you could just like let it go and let some other guy do all that work for you and not care.
The girl's going to go the other guy.
Yeah. Eventually, you would think. But you know what? I will say.
People have those setups.
People have those setups.
I think they do.
Do you have a card when you're in the micro dong division?
Chuck, do you put jellies in your car?
It's in my Jeep.
Oh, okay. You don't have it on
it's in my Jeep. You can tell from my race tires.
Is it laminated? Is it a business card or is it laminated?
It's like a laminated card.
Like a driver's license? Almost
it's like a library card. Hologram on it. It's like a hologram dong.
But their office entrance is in the back, so no one sees them go in there to get their cards.
All right.
Does it have a chip in it, like your credit card? You got to plug it into the membership door?
Of course.
To get an entry to the meetings?
Micro dong division.
The division of them.
Yeah.
So
I'm in the peewee dong division.
He met with her. to talk over the specifics. She said she just needed to have an orgasm and her guy doesn't mind if it happens from time to time with someone else. So after a couple of drinks, he agrees it was on. He told me he gave it the full performance, just like he was banging back at 25. His legs were soul sore today. This is where it gets weird, though.
Mm-hmm. Guess who's there?
She had to take a picture of his unit. She took a 10-second video of her performing on him and even asked if she could film the session.
Mm-hmm.
So, here's what we're wondering. Did he stumble into a gold mine? Is he a part of a cuckold?
Yes.
Yeah.
Should he continue to rail her? And do you think this will escalate? We need your help before this gets out of hand.
Well, it's a cuckold for sure, but the dead giveaway was, hey, do you play for both sides? The guy...
Oh, the guy's into him.
The guy would be into it. The guy would be there, and he'd be, be the official classic cuckold.
Classic style cuckold.
So you'll probably have to end that unless you're...
Unless you want a guy to finish you.
Oh, wow.
Your choice.
All those questions at the end. Those questions at the end was like the end of one of those 1960s Batmans.
On Red Bull. You can tell Lisa's on Red Bull.
I mean, your choice. If you like it, you go for it.
She should be on Red Bull all the time.
Well, I mean, that's going to be a new part of the show, me on Red Bull.
We just got to get Lisa real high.
High on Red Bull.
Yeah, high on caffeine.
Right.
So Mike in Boston said, I would let her as long as I can watch and participate. Oh, well, good for you, Mike.
See, but that's what I mean. Like, so that's the same classic cuckold. They want to participate.
Right. They're into it.
They want to be part of it. And I do think that there's something weird where these guys have nothing and then they're become so fascinated by
the other thing
that they're like, oh, let me see what that's like. Something weird. There's got to be something weird that goes on with that cuckold thing.
Yeah. I know it's people probably have those setups.
No, I'm sure they do. Someone said this sounds like a sweet new Law & Order show. Law & Order Micro Dong Division.
Micro Dong Division.
We got a real small one here. He's got a card on him.
Micro Dong Division.
We found a card. It's laminated. It has a holographic penis on it.
Oh, my.
Not surprisingly, no guy with a micro dong has the balls to call in or the dong to call in. 1-855-954-6969. We're looking for you, micro dongers.
I told you that.
We're looking for you. A commercial. Kinda,
yeah.
Are you a member of the micro dong division? We're looking for you.
Sign up today. Your country needs you.
Yeah, if I had a micro dong, you'd see me just back out.
Someone said, I just ended a relationship with a micro dong, and it's worse when they are micro, but they think they're not. He truly acted like it was normal size.
How long were you in a relationship? My God.
Well, that's what I worry about right there.
And he would also say, it is what it is. Hashtag micro loser.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Micro but then, then you'll find out he had 7 inches.
Yeah. So he was like overconfident. And
yeah, well, he was like, get a thing. Look at this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
That's nothing.
In a way, I feel. Because if you're like 2 inches. And somehow you're still like, yes, I got it. I don't know how you could be either.
Like, I just don't know how you could be.
I have no idea.
You're like, yeah.
I have no idea.
It's crazy.
How you're... Like, even if you don't measure up to dudes in porn, it's got to mess with you.
Mm-hmm.
May have understood it more back years ago when you may not have been exposed to so many penises. Right? The only penises you may have seen would be in a locker room.
Right.
Now, there's penises everywhere you go. So can't help but know
the
that
internet?
There's... Yeah, like you porn, right?
But they're usually large.
But that's what I'm saying. Now you have to know you're micro.
Yeah, because I thought I was fine until my buddy the Hammer, we ended up like in a locker room, and it was like, Jesus Christ.
There's some dogs
Hammer,
out there that are made
put that
of,
thing away, Hammer. Christ.
Hammer gets brought up like once a week on this show. It's like really,
it's really
I mean,
in Chuck's psyche. It's really
brain.
In Chuck's psyche.
And he really admires him.
This whole life,
and
I
this
hear
is
the
my,
Hammer.
This is Hammer. My point. This is my point. Like Andy's saying, how can you not, if you're smaller,
be aware of it?
How can you be like the Italian guy with his shirt undone?
All confident and cocky.
You know what I mean? How can you be like that guy with nothing?
By the way, people love Red Bull Lisa.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag I'm Red Bull Lisa. Lisa.
She's a mess right now.
The combination of tired and
She's
Red Bull.
She's been hot fire today.
She really is. Someone said, tell him to get out before he gets a man's tongue up his...
What?
What?
Oh, yeah. That is what's...
My gosh.
Oh,
the,
That's
didn't even think of that.
But that's what.
But that's what
it's trying to set up.
The giveaway is her asking right out of the gate if he played for both teams. Right.
Dead giveaway.
She wants him to be a part of their.
Well, and then the videos, group. The videos and stuff. They're not for her. No chick wants a video of what she's doing.
No,
that's for the guy. Guys are visual. Mm-hmm. She took those videos so she could go back to him and say, "Well, yeah, I guess he doesn't want to do anything, but this is him."
Yeah.
Enjoy.
It's part of their setup.
This woman said, I casually dated a guy who was a member of this micro-dong division. It lasted about a month. The only plus side was that BJs were a breeze. Oh, my God.
God.
Oh, that's crushing. Oh,
like flossing your teeth, huh?
BJs were a breeze.
That's a review you don't want in it.
This just gives me like a really, I have a bad face right now. It's just bad.
Kind of like going down face. On a chick.
Same thing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, just eating up and...
I mean, yeah. That's tough.
It's not tough. Much.
Anonymous. Hi, Anonymous. How are you?
Oh, hold on.
That's good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing okay, thanks. We're talking about the micro dong division. What's your comment?
Oh, no. I messed with this girl, and she was in an open relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And she, I was on parole at the time.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I went to go pick her up at the bar because she was too drunk to drive.
Mm-hmm.
And these girls are just bad news, man. They're crazy. You can't mess with them.
So what happened though? What?
I went back to prison. Some guy that she was with that I had no clue about came out to the truck and pulled her out of it. I got in a fight with her, or with him, and they came and arrested me at work the next few days.
Yeah, so, like, yeah. You got in this thing, all of a sudden there was a guy there. Yeah.
All righty.
Fight time.
Thank you.
So many more problems there than just...
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff.
You know what, though? You're in jail, and someone dangles their bits in front of you.
Right, you just out of jail, I guess you do.
Ready to go.
You jump on.
Yeah, fight for it.
You don't care if those bits are taken.
No.
You take them. And then you get taken.
Yeah.
Back to jail.
Back to prison.
Back to prison.
Fighting. That's what happens, I guess.
Mm.
So I guess his message is be careful.
Yeah. Yeah, be careful.
Be careful if you're entering into a relationship with someone who's taken.
Those generally, open relationship it's. Girls, he said.
Yeah, but generally, it's not. There's the guy doesn't want to fight you.
Right.
No, he wants to lick you.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually.
He wants to.
Ew.
He wants to taste you.
All right, here we go. Listen, hold on. Don't say taste.
This
is the micro-dong division. Well, no, she's... Okay, so this is our first ever with our new equipment, voice-changing technology.
Oh, my God.
So we'll see how this goes. Brace yourselves, my friend. Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning. How are you?
This sounds horrible. Let's see how it goes.
Optimus.
Okay. Hello.
Yes, go ahead, Optimus.
Okay, so I was with guys that were, you know, maybe 3 inches hard. Ooh. And I got to tell you, they were more considerate because they were so self-conscious of it.
Yeah.
And the sex really wasn't that bad. I mean, they tried harder. They were, you know, they lasted longer. They really wanted to make you feel good. And, you know, I don't think it's that bad. I mean, I've been with guys that have been, you know, 7 inches or more, and they think they're, you know, Johnny Holmes, and they're like a 2-pound chump because they're so interested in their size that they're not interested in the girl that they're having sex with.
Yes.
Yeah. Of course.
Yep.
I wouldn't feel bad.
I hear you.
I wouldn't feel bad. You know?
So there's you are okay with micro-dongs because they give it their all.
She said 3 inches. Three inches is...
That's micro-dong.
That's a micro-dong. I know, but that's like, that's the John Holmes of micro-dongs. You know what I mean? Like, if you had a micro-dong, if you went to a micro-dong, like, festival.
Micro-dong festival.
You know what I mean?
Well, with all that distraction, what is our bottom line for this guy? Those of you just joining us, we started talking about this, like, a while ago, but a guy... Girl approached him at a club, offers him to ask him first if he plays for both teams. He says no.
That's when you should have just ejected right down.
Right,
there.
But then she says that her boyfriend is a member of the micro dong division and is okay with her sleeping around and wants to know if he'll bang her. He does, and now they want to know, did he stumble into a gold mine? Is he a part of a cuckold? Should he continue to rail her? And do you think this will escalate?
I will say he probably has another couple safe bangs in this whole setup.
He is
probably
a part
at
of a
least
cuckold,
one though. More. He's 100% a part of a cuckold. And he probably has one more safe bang. If he pushes it to two, I think a guy comes out of the closet.
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
Legit, like, there's a closet in the room. He's in it. He comes out of it.
Yeah.
Like, that's happening at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're going to bang, bang somewhere that you set up. Like, hey, I got a hotel room. Can we bang? Meet me there and we'll bang.
Yeah.
So that the guy can't be there.
Check that room like you're checking for possums.
Oh, man. So.
Because he's in there.
Be prepared. Be prepared that they want you as a part of their thruple.
Well, he's already, that dude's looking at his videos and stuff.
We should try Lisa on the voice changing technology.
Yeah.
Maybe it's better for guys and girls.
I don't know.
The one good thing, you could tell she was a woman. A lot of people have that complaint. If we like talk to hot chicks and get their
true.
Hot lesbian stories.
We can't tell.
You can't tell they're women. Right?
Yeah, no, I get it.
So it may work for that. We'll see. It's all,
I think it all depends. You know. It's all going to depend on how deep a girl's voice is at the beginning.
Yeah.
Because if Rocksteady calls in, Rocksteady's going to sound
well, yeah.
just like a dude.
She's going to sound like Unicron.
Yeah, right.
Again, it's all a work in progress.
He's a plant-sized robot.
He is.
We're trying to figure it out.
News.
Someone said, if she's got delicious bits, might as well keep going.
Like I said, that's not how you spell might. Well, but you've got a couple more left in you. But just be careful.
Yeah.
There's a guy who wants to taste you right around the corner. Yeah.
Jesus. There is. That is a disturbing way to put it, but I guess it's true.
You have to put it the most disturbing way you can.
If you don't mind being tasted by a man, you know, keep it rocking.
That's what the warning needs to be.
If you don't mind being tasted by a man.
Sounds like a Michael Bolton song.
I'm a man. Being tasted by a man. Came out of the closet. Took me by the hand. I don't mind being tasted by a man. Came out of the closet and it took me by the hand. Tasted by a man. Tasted by a man. Tasted by a man.
You channeling Danzig there?
I wasn't.
This would be more dark.
It's way more dark.
Mm.
Dirty black butthole. Dirty black butthole. All the way.
Okay, one more email.
One more
dirty
email to
black
get to.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Some newlyweds are celebrating their new lives together at their Ohio senior living facility. They just got married. She's 102. He's 100.
Oh, my God.
The story from WNWO-TV picks up with them riding their hover rounds down the hallway.
Oh, exactly.
Here's the story.
How you want it.
Congratulations, you two.
I'm a banger.
John and Phyllis Cook were the talk of the Kingston residents in Sylvania on Thursday.
Get on board.
Stopped.
Yeah, it did.
It just stopped.
Of course it did.
Of course, sure.
You can't watch more than 20
residents
seconds.
In Sylvania on Thursday.
No, that's all it's going to do for me, Derek. Oh, wait, here we go.
I'll take it from here.
There we go.
Two had been dating for about a year when they went to get their marriage license on Wednesday. They ended up
they
just
dated for a
wedding.
Year.
Mm-hmm. Right there.
Wasn't the plan, but we got there and
And they said, well, we could marry you here. And I said, well, good, let's get it over with.
The two lovebirds each lost two spouses. John is a World War II veteran that recently turned 100 years old. Phyllis, that's originally from West Virginia, will turn 103 on August 8th, which is still 3 years shy of how old her mother lived to be. The relationship blossomed over the past months, and as a devout Christian woman, Phyllis decided it was best to tie the knot.
No, so they're banging.
Tell you the truth, we fell in love with each other. I know you think that may be a little bit far-fetched for somebody our age, but we fell in love with each other.
Well, we just were compatible in a lot of ways and found ourselves, you know, enjoying each other's company.
The cooks spend their days with each other in the assisted living facility, enjoying eating meals and sitting out.
He does look great for 100.
They both look great.
They do.
Day,
yeah.
They understand the importance of their space.
Well, we do. We kept both of our apartments.
Listen to this.
Upstairs and I'm down.
Their age is certainly not a factor in their romance. There is still a big spark when they spend time with one another. I asked John what their favorite thing to do together was.
Anal.
His response?
Well, I probably shouldn't talk about that.
Oh, my God, it is anal.
He's serious.
It is anal.
He's a hero.
He is.
He's a World War II hero.
Staying busy and spending the remainder of their time right here at the Kingston residence of Sylvania.
Good
they're
for him.
They're both doing so good for 100 and 103.
Yeah.
Yeah, incredible.
They have their brains.
They're having sex. Yeah, they're having sex.
When he wouldn't
he was
say,
like, I tell you, sex.
Is she here? Where is she? She's gone?
Banging her. It's my favorite game.
What are you saying to him?
Hey, what?
I'm here. What are you now? What are you trying to tell?
Mostly, my favorite thing is Scrabble.
He had that mischievous smile.
He did.
I don't want to talk about all the Beegers.
With one another, I asked John what their favorite thing to do together was. His response?
Well, I probably shouldn't talk about that.
He gets after it.
That should be good used in a Viagra commercial.
Oh, it totally should.
That's great.
But I think he's still a lot of, you'd assume you'd be 102 and you'd look frail. Mm. He still looks like.
He's got muscle mass.
Yeah.
You don't see a lot of dudes that make it that long.
Mm-mm. No.
Like, that's a real crazy thing.
He's like, I still bang. I'll tell you about WW2.
There's not many of those dudes left.
No, there's not many of those dudes left.
That's
crazy.
Still kicking, still banging. Good for them. And smart, they kept their separate apartments.
Yeah. That's the key.
They're just lives up there. If he gets a boner, it takes him 3 days to get down.
I got a wheel up there as fast. That's why hers was like three times as fast as his.
Like a nature,
he just bangs
almost
on the floor.
Like evolution.
Exactly. She's like. Well, if you want to live that long, hopefully you live as good as they do.
Hurry up!
They're doing fine.
Get on up here! I'm going. Jesus. That man
he's hard as a rock!
God, that man loves a reverse cowgirl session.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah. All right, good and bad news here. A dude lost his penis after it was burnt off in an electrical shock.
Jesus.
I mean, this news better be great news. I don't, because the bad news part of it sucks.
The good news is they were finally able to reconstruct it using tissue from his arm.
Give him one of those arm wieners.
He has an arm wiener. The Indian man has had his penis reconstructed using tissue from his arm 16 years after it was burnt off by an electric shock. So he's gone 16 years without it. He's now 25, known as Ramesh. He underwent a grueling 8-hour operation where surgeons took tissue with blood vessels and nerves from his hand and forearm so a reformed penis would have feeling. Ramesh will have implants inserted into the penis, which will enable him to get an erection.
Yep.
They say he's expected to recover and enjoy full sexual function. So these implants, which act like small pumps which can inflate the penis, are a life-changing procedure for men who have debilitating injuries or birth defects. For Ramesh, he says it's nothing short of a miracle that they were able to restore his genitals functions.
So he must still have balls.
Yeah.
I would assume. They say it just his penis was burnt off.
Yeah.
What happens there? Where did you put your penis in a socket?
You did something. You did something, Dave. Dave, you did something.
Dave asks unexpected questions.
Or you fell, yeah. And you fell on a wire and landed.
I think the electricity, whatever you touch, is going to shoot out of wherever.
Yeah, like it usually it gets you the two spots, right?
What
unless it's
there?
So powerful.
Did you... You stick your penis in a light socket.
Bang the light socket.
Try to bang it.
You plugged it in. You never know, right?
Yeah, you never know.
I think just like electricity flows through you and then your penis shoots off like a bottle rocket. And so your toes.
Gosh.
16 years, though, he went without a penis until a well-known plastic surgeon heard of him and offered to perform this radical. It's called free flap phalloplasty surgery.
Yeah. That was so nice of him.
Absolutely.
Thanks for the free flap phalloplasty.
No problem.
So they took a flap of tissue from his forearm by tube-in-tube technique and reconstructed a penis. Three blood vessels, including one artery and two veins, were joined so sensation could be restored. The blood vessels and nerves still within the forearm tissue are reattached using microscopic precision. This will allow blood to flow naturally in the penis and sensitivity to return. It's likely the urethra was reconstructed during the procedure, which means he can actually stand to pee again because he hasn't been able to. Take about a year and a half for him to fully recover. And that's when they'll put in the implants a year and a half from now.
Right. So the flesh has to take and...
Right.
All that.
It's crazy. Build you an arm donger.
An arm dong. You'd take it, right?
Well, yeah.
You'd take it.
Yeah, take it.
That doctor's super cool.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You're like, you're the... Dude, you gave me a donger.
For free.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, amazing. I gotta say, and this is, I know, a little dark-sided, I don't know if I'd want to go on. As a young man, like now, if happened, like let's just touch wood and I don't lose my penis in an electrical fire,
right? But
if it happened to me later in life, maybe you'd get past it. You'd still miss it, but you get past it. But as a young man,
it happened to him so young, he didn't know. He wouldn't have known any better.
Yeah,
like he burned it off when it was nothing, right? Like
it was 16
16 years, and he was 25.
Yeah.
Right. I guess. But as you're maturing, you still have those urges and desires. You just wouldn't be able to do anything about it.
Depends. Depends what's all burnt off.
It's really the toughest age, really, for that.
Yeah.
I mean.
But you don't know any better, really.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, there's two sides of it.
You've never experienced it.
If you're going to have it burn off.
Burn it off before either when you're not using it anymore or before you've experienced it.
Yeah.
Because once you've experienced it.
Imagine you're like 15. And it burns off.
Oh my God.
That's what I'm saying. That's how I can understand how you wouldn't want to be on the planet anymore.
Yeah, no, that's terrible.
That's
well, as a man, we are basically just a penis with feet. So yeah. If you lose that,
it's no fun.
What am I supposed to do?
I'm with you on the whole, like, yeah, just God kill me dead if I lose my
penis. I know it's dark sided and not
I know.
Politically correct to say, but I wouldn't want to live without a penis.
Yeah, I mean, I know. You're like 75 or something.
That's it. In either end of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. In your good penis using years.
Yeah.
I don't even like talking about it.
It's a.
I know.
Just terrible don't stick subject. It in a socket.
Just do not. Okay. Do not try to put it in that light
which
socket.
I believe he
ever.
Did.
We're just staring at it. Like we see the light socket. It's round. Like we should probably do it. I should probably put it in there.
Pretty sexy looking light socket.
I should probably.
It was a bad idea.
Guessing he could have peed on something.
Mm. No, they've proven that doesn't do anything.
They don't explain in the story what happened.
I'm assuming exactly. He fell. I'm assuming he fell on a live wire.
If you go to India or seen pictures, their electrical system is crazy.
Yeah.
It's basically rubber bands and live wires. Yeah. Like there's a million wires hanging everywhere. So
can you tell a story of some kind of.
That's my father-in-law's
house.
He still wires it like he's still in India.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I am so amazed there. Yeah. Nothing's happened.
Rubber bands and live wires sounds like an AC/DC tribute
band. He has a plug that's just the two wires in the socket, nothing on the end of it.
Oh, my God.
We're all going to die.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yep. That's all you need. The plug is just fancy for two wires.
That's crazy.
So, could have been just Indian wiring.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
All right, you guys, if you're looking for some free furniture, an Ohio strip club is offering up their used couches.
Oof. I am going to pass. Hard pass. Unless that's the look you're going for.
Toledo strip gross. Club? Ugh. Who's going for that look?
Oh, Toledo. I missed that part.
A Toledo strip club is cleaning out its old furniture, their couch dance furniture.
Can we need to look up this club, by the way.
Oh, no, I have the furniture. It's Scarlett's. There's the furniture.
Oh, look at that.
This is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to go check out what strip club furniture looks like. It's free. They just want to clear the place out to get some new stuff.
No one will take that, right?
Only for science I would take that.
Somebody in Toledo will take it.
You're right. Someone has a brand new couch. But I'd love to take just the cushion.
Oh, and do
and get a test
and then
on
run
it.
The science
oh
on it.
Oh my God, how much semen and man fluids are in
it'd
those
be interesting
sheets.
To find out, wouldn't it?
Be all kinds of things you'd find out.
I wonder
you'd
how many different
matter.
DNA profiles.
Matter.
Yes, you would. But how many different DNA profiles would they find?
Oh, hundreds,
like on,
right?
Yeah, hundreds. I think it'd be like they're
if
like
not
a,
thousands.
At least 100 different men's.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Ew. And lady
right.
stuff.
And lady stuff.
Stuff. Oh, yeah. Lady juice,
tons
too.
Tons of lady stuff.
You might even see Ant-Man.
He'll be little.
Would you rather a roadside couch or a strip club couch?
Oh, my God.
Roadside. I mean, if I have to choose roadside, because I don't know what happened to the roadside couch. I know 100% what's happened.
I guess that's
on
one way to look at it.
But a roadside couch, I feel like you have a higher risk of bed bugs
that's what
and
I think
things
too.
Like that. At least a strip club couch, you can like disinfect.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Sort
of.
Definitely
lots of Febreze,
it.
At least, and Lysol.
No, Febreze ain't going to do the trick.
It won't smell like it's been in a strip club.
What I would do is this. I mean, if I walked up to a roadside couch, I'd pick up some stuff, look around. If it didn't seem to have bed bugs, I'd feel safer with the roadside than I know what's happened at Scarlett's.
This is some pictures of Scarlett's here.
Look at Scarlett's, guys.
Yeah.
I mean,
that was
5 years ago.
Those photos were taken a while ago, too.
That was when that furniture was new.
That zebra print couch would actually look pretty good in my living room.
You know, the first thing I thought was, now James would take that couch.
The couch is sweet.
I would take that couch.
Wipe it down a little bit. Couch on the roadside.
I didn't see. I think they kept that one. So voice changing technology, again, we have brand new voice changing technology. If you're just joining us, it sounds different. Anonymous, you are a police officer in Toledo.
Yes, I am. How you guys doing? Penis balls?
Balls.
Penis to you. So you've been to Scarlett's. Would you take their couches?
Absolutely not. And, I've been there on calls for service, not for pleasure, but, my partner and I were driving by that the other night and, I actually said something like, dude, I should send this in to Dave and Chuck because they would have a blast with this. The furniture's been out there for probably, I don't know, a couple of days or so, but it's just ridiculous.
And basically no one has taken it yet.
Now it's both roadside and strip club.
Let's be honest, it's Toledo. Someone will take it, but so far no one has taken it.
Okay, on the scale of 1 to 10, I know you've just been there on a service calls, not for personal business. How would you rate the ladies there out of 1 to 10?
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. A hard 4.
4.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hard 4.
Hard 4.
That's what I would have thought.
When you go in, there's maybe 4 or 5 dudes there like on a Friday night. Like, it's not...
It's not jumping.
Not anything special, no.
Yeah.
Not bachelor party status or anything like that. No.
All right, man. Thanks for calling
Jesus
in. You have a good day.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
See ya.
Glass City 4.
It does not get good reviews on
Google. No, it's a lot of bad.
Hard fours.
Yeah.
If you're under 40 and don't have a group to hang, this ain't bad. What kind of review is that?
That's an honest
review. A couple girls were really high drunk. Autumn scammed us out of $100, even though we bought her several shots.
Man, I don't think that's how you spell her name.
Probably not.
No.
Autumn.
Autumn.
Autumn scammed us out of $160.
It's like a mummy.
Autumn. I know, it sounds very Egyptian.
Dancer came up to us, offered us a premium package, including free VIP and personal dances, free drinks, some other worthwhile items. Cost $275. We thought, okay, we'll try it. After we paid the dancer the money, she totally disappeared. We tried to get management's help. They did nothing. Watch out for scams.
So, like, she got so much money, she had to go buy the drugs right then.
Right then.
Yeah. She's like the David Blaine of strippers.
Straight magic.
Someone said there is probably a colony of crabs living on those couches. You could become their king. Oh, and someone else said, if you sent a swab of that furniture to Ancestry.com, you'd confuse the hell out of them.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think you send it in and somebody's going to be like, your couch is pregnant.
Oh, my God. Place was dead on a Saturday. Only four girls. Nobody dancing. Girls were not very pretty, but fancy. Will
oh fancy
BJ
perform you?
Here's your one chance. $20. Fancy, don't let
so
me.
So hell yeah!
Oh, come on, fancy, don't let me die.
Here's your one chance, fancy.
Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me die.
Oh wow! It apparently has quite an odor.
Oh. Well, that's why they're getting new furniture.
Yeah. They got
so
it.
You can get that fishy smelled furniture right now.
Ah. I love how my couch smells of the sea.
That ain't the sea.
No.
Captain Highlighter.
It smells like a clam.
Oh, God. Mm,
did you get this from Red Lobster?
What? Okay. So the majority of us, of course, would never take used strip club furniture. What I'm amazed is that there hasn't been some perverts that have taken a couple of pieces for their collection.
Yes, girl.
We worked with a guy who would sniff chairs. This would be like a chair sniffer's paradise.
A dream.
Yeah.
A dream come true.
Don't mind if I do.
You would think there'd be like Buffalo Bill's basement should be lined with all this furniture.
I'm going to be honest. I don't see the zebra couch. I bet if there was a zebra couch out there that it is gone.
Maybe it was taken already. Maybe that's the one piece that was taken because the rest is just like plain colored stuff.
Booths and things.
And it's not enough. Like there's way more of it. You know what I mean?
Like there was more in the picture.
There's way more in the photos of the inside of the club than what is left.
Yeah, there's like one couch left. Somebody got into it.
I think so. I think someone went there and they were like, hey, because I understand the allure of the crazy
strip club couch.
Weird couch.
Yeah.
So, still with voice changing technology, Anonymous, you used to reupholster strip club furniture?
Wow.
Yes, so I'm Anonymous, correct?
You're Anonymous, yes.
Okay, penis balls.
Penis.
So I used to work for a local millworking company in Detroit, and they specialized in remodeling strip clubs. And a lot of times there'd be damage to the booths. The strippers, with their heels, they would climb up on the booths and put holes in them. So they would send me out to do the repairs. So I would have to take off the hold the booth cushion out.
Yeah.
And what I found underneath was that opened up the dark world for me at my young age.
It was like the second Thor movie.
A buffet of used condoms, bloody tampons. You'd find a wad of cash. You'd find drugs, sometimes needles. They always said wear heavy gloves. You have to be careful. And this is the kicker. So then we had to sometimes reupholster one time they got this job, they had to reupholster the entire VIP booth, all the VIP booths upstairs to a different type of material because before they used this like felt kind of material. Yeah. And as you can imagine, it was just all white crust.
Oh, God!
We had to pull out all the booths and take them back to our shop and pull out all the material off of it. And it was just white, crusty frosting all over all these booths. Mm. The most just DNA everywhere. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, that's. Yep. I mean, I guess someone's got to reupholster strip club furniture, but
dude, he's like one of those.
Yeah, I don't do that anymore.
It's too risky.
It is too risky.
That needles. Phone call had me until white crust.
Yeah, that's when
you lost me in white crust.
You lost me. I was all in. I was like, oh, yeah, reupholster some furniture.
That's cool. That's kind of a cool thing. Oh, white crust.
See, like him with that voice-changing technology talking about it, it's like Bob Lazar or something with the U Area 51. Yeah. Like, it's like you worked on a UFO working on strip club couches. He was like, "Bro, they took me to an undisclosed location in the middle of the desert. So I climbed into it, and it was definitely designed for perverts. You looked at these things, and I'd never seen anything like it. You unzip it, and then a dark world kind of opened up. As soon as I got in there, and we couldn't figure it out. We tried. It killed a man. It killed a man before me. As I came in, I replaced him. He died. I mean, it was really, really crazy. I'll never forget it. Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. That's their picture?
That's advertisement.
Oh, that is too reasonable for Grey Goose, baby.
Yeah, no, she is not someone I want to see.
Not Grey Goose. That is just the bottle, my friend.
Yeah, exactly.
An empty bottle of Grey Goose. Filled up with mohawk.
Mohawk inside. Yep. Grey Goose on the outside and mohawk on the inside. Yeah. Oh, yeah. $4 a shot from this dirty looking whore. Hey. Tonight at Scarlett's.
They brought us into their hangar. And we looked at these couches. And
again, if you're in Toledo, get your strip club furniture. It's apparently still out there, according to reports.
The mountainside opened up, and it got very bright.
If you don't want strip club furniture, maybe you'll want someone's used bathwater. Because this is another place that we're going now, all these perverts that want their stuff. Belle Delphine, do you guys know her? She's a gaming cosplay girl.
I don't know her.
Got about 3.8 million followers.
I see why she does, but...
Cute little vixen, made a nice little niche for herself, getting the blood flowing in the lower regions of people in the gaming and cosplay circuit. At one point, she even announced she would start a channel on Pornhub if one of her picks got 1 million likes. Well, it did. She made good on her word, but her video, which she said had her stroking two
big
rocks, was actually her stroking two young roosters. So she's come up with a new way to make money, though. If you go to her store, you can purchase a freshly brewed container of her bath water.
Wow.
It's the water she used when she took a bath, and it's $30 plus shipping and handling.
My God.
That's a weird thing to want to buy, man.
Yeah.
What do you do with it?
You know,
Do you drink her bath water?
Pour it on yourself?
A little bit of both, probably, for these fellas.
You pour it and then drink it? You pour some and then you drink some.
Put a little eyedropper and you just do little drops of it.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
To make it last.
To taste it. Yeah.
Get a little taste, a little sniff of the bath water. What kind of a.
Yeah, I don't know what it's.
No, yeah, she doesn't say anything bad here.
Rise up, gamer boys. It's time to get your gamer girl bath water.
Just like that.
Oh, she spit in that one.
Rip off. Doesn't even have bubbles or anything in there.
She just sold more.
Oh, wow. Jeez. That one's going right from the backside.
Double for the butt water.
That one she streamed down her butt.
Wow. It's really.
Anything to make a buck.
Yeah.
I guess, right?
I mean, that's
people
crazy.
People are selling their panties, socks, everything. So.
It's printing money, I guess.
She's selling bath water.
Shipping off water.
Yeah.
$30 a pop.
You feel less weird.
I'd like 2 jars, please. Oh, my God. I just watched your video where you cascaded the water down your butt crack and filled it up. Can I get a six-pack of that? Six-pack of ass water. I'll take a four spit cups, six-pack of ass water, and just go ahead and give me the full case of the frontal drip. Oh, a full 2-4. Give me the full case. You got any 28 packs? I like the extra.
Shut up and take my money.
A six pack of asshole. Okay, because we always talk about.
We always talk about this stuff, and now it's like a super bad idea to like sell panties. Is selling your water somehow better than panties?
What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
I don't know.
What are you
saying?
I think the cost is less.
The cost is definitely less.
And, but, I mean, you can put skyrocket what you sell it to those psychopaths for.
Oh, yeah.
Just need the container. How much is that?
Because all you have to do is make packs. You just make one video of you cascading water down yourself.
And the rest you're just holding under a tap.
And that's it. You never do that again.
It's the promo video, and then that's all you need.
Right.
I mean, like, I almost bought the water.
Is there a kind of a monthly program where you can ship me water like every month?
You're in a club.
Yeah.
Water of the month. I wonder whose water I'll get this week. I wonder if she's the only one. Yeah. I wonder if she's the only one. Or
where
if you
would
could,
I go?
If you could search for just
bathwater for sale?
Bathwater for sale.
Yeah, that's going to be just a really wide search.
Bath water for sale. Words together are incredible.
There's another girl selling her bath water. She did this a couple years ago.
I'm sure
Japanese idols sell $900 bottles of used bath water.
Oh my gosh!
They got that thing over there in Japan where they like the smell of the panties and
they're weird over there.
She's definitely not the first to do it. Other people are doing it too. Rob is with us on a regular line here. Hey, good morning. How are you, Rob?
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
What's up?
You had a comment on this.
So did you guys know that one of their customers, I just saw this on social media the other day, one of their customers got sick and is in the hospital.
Stop
with like
it.
Coli or something, and drinking that bath water. I'm not joking.
No. From this girl?
No.
Look it up. I just saw it 2 days ago. It was on social media. It was in the news. Some gentleman who bought it literally drank it, and he's in the hospital from it.
That's
now we
got to
shut down our bathwater business.
Shut it down. We're going to shut you down.
Over that.
That's good. Just a fake story that started.
I think shut him down so I can start my own business where I'm just going to sell my used bong water. No.
Wow.
So there's no story.
I'd rather your bathwater, to be honest.
Her bathwater's safe. It's not hurt anybody.
Well, there's no reports
water.
Of her. That's got to be completely fake.
I don't know.
Of course it is, because she's not really
You
bath water.
First of all, does she have that much fecal matter in her bath water it's going to give you E. coli? Let's hope not.
Yeah, let's hope she's...
You don't know what she gets up to.
No. Nothing. It's all fake.
It's probably she's just filling it up from the toilet, guys.
Oh, well, there. That could be
probably
a sneaky, dirty
way to do it. Because you want it to smell
to
like
look
it's...
look a little dirty?
You
to
know.
Look like someone bathed in it?
Is the FDA look at these?
Let's just see if anything comes up here. No.
I think he was lying.
Yeah.
If he wasn't lying, he read a fake story.
Propaganda.
Yeah. But anyway, her bathwater. People have tried to say that they're selling her pee water. Fake accounts have popped up.
Well, see, this is the thing.
But that's not, she's not selling her pee.
Oh, it was just fake.
The people selling pee, that's fake. Yeah. She is selling her bath water. That's real.
What a weird.
I wonder how much money this girl makes. What a weird thing.
Yeah. It's definitely weird. She's got 3.8 million followers on Instagram, so she's making money from social media.
She's a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
How old is she?
She's 19.
Oh my God. You're 19 and rich.
There she is. She's made a significant living for herself by cosplaying video game characters, sharing lewd content with her fans. And
she has 4,000 people on Patreon. They spend money per week or per month, right?
Yeah, I think that's how that works.
Yeah, never mind her millions and millions of social media followers. She's smart,
she's
though. She's capitalizing on it. There's perverts out there that'll want her bathwater. As we've said, if you can find idiots to do it, then go ahead and do it. I'm not going to blame you for that. Take advantage of idiots.
Yeah.
Because they're everywhere.
Can you just load it up in a big old Culligan bottle?
I'll take a whole truck full. Just pour it all over yourself.
So bizarre, we are in a very strange time in the world. That this is what's happening.
Well,
this is how you make money.
It's you know, it's less and less these gamer dudes are able to even talk to a real chick. And
that's who they love.
And that's who they love. So drink her bath water.
Yep. Very Romeo and Juliet. And
I love her.
People are saying they'd buy water from James if he cascaded it down his butt crack.
He'll do it. Ooh. The price just went up.
Be careful what you ask for. You just might get it.
Yep. Be careful what you ask for.
James bathwater coming soon. Not on any official Dave and Chuck the Freak pages, but
David and Chuck the Freak.com. I got you guys in on it.
No, our legal team will not approve that.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.